Hey, Carson from Carson's Court. Make sure you tell everybody about the Carson's Court show coming up tomorrow on the Carson's Court show. I'm going to name my top worst MLB teams. Not best, worst. Top five worst MLB teams that definitely need to start rebuilding. So that's coming up next. That's coming up tomorrow on the Carson's Court show. Stay tuned for that. And much more tomorrow on the Carson's Court show. Thanks and stay tuned. Welcome back to the Carson's Court show. Here we go. One MLB team that is going to need to rebuild. I do believe that was good last year. They were great last year. Made it to the World Series. Didn't win the Houston Astros. The Astros are good, but they did cheat. They cheated to be good. And, the difference between the Astros and the Patriots was we knew that the Patriots was good before they cheated. The Astros, I'm not sure if it was because they cheated that made them good, or if they are just good on their own and they will be good this year. Because if they cheated, I mean, if they're good because they cheated, then we're going to see them, who knows, not make the playoffs or make the playoffs and get knocked out in the first round. I mean, if they didn't cheat, or if they're good without cheating, then they'll be back to their true colors. That's why I said if they might need to rebuild. And if somebody, and I'm going to answer that question, I think it's a little bit of both. I think they're good. But what made them great was is that they cheated. I think if they would redo that without them cheating, I think that you may see the Yankees get to the World Series instead of the Astros. I mean, it helps when what they did, but to me, it'll be interesting to see if they actually are good. Or if they cheated and that's what made them good. Like I said, if you ask me, I think it's still good, but what made them great was the fact that they cheated. So if you ask me, the Astros, I think they'll get to the playoffs. I think they'll win a game. I mean, they'll win a series, maybe two, but I don't see them going to the World Series this year. I don't. All right, well, let's go into this. A lot of people say, is the Steelers going to be good this year? Ben was out for most of last year. Will he be good this year? Will the Steelers be good this year? I'm going to answer that question right here, right now. Pittsburgh, to me, is a wild card team. I see Ben coming back being good, not great good. I can see Pittsburgh getting to the playoffs. It depends who they play, but maybe winning a game and then getting knocked out. They're not an AFC championship team to me, and they're certainly not a Super Bowl team to me, but I do think that they'll be good. I think they'll be, I had them at 10-6. I think they'll be at 10-6. I think they'll be good, not great. I think Baltimore will win that division. And I think it'll be a very close race between Cleveland and them. I had Pittsburgh 2 games ahead of Cleveland. I had Pittsburgh at 10-6, Cleveland at 8-8. Obviously, that could, Pittsburgh could be more like 9-7, and Cleveland be more like 8-8. So I mean, it's very close. But I said this before to people. When they asked me this question, I would have to see what Ben's like. Give me a game, maybe two, and I'll tell you Pittsburgh's going to make the playoffs. I'll tell you Pittsburgh's going to win a game. I'll tell you Pittsburgh will win the division. But I have to see Ben for at least 2 games before I can tell you that. I mean, it's very hard to guess when you haven't really seen what he's like. So I've seen videos of him, but it's completely different when you have four men coming at you trying to tackle you, and you're pressured to throw the ball. So I'll have to see exactly what he's like. My concern for Ben is if he gets hurt again and breaks that elbow, or I mean that the shoulder, will he? That would be my only concern, is if he does that, will he come back? I mean, Pittsburgh, I said this before, Mason Rudolph and Devin Hodges are their two backups. Neither of them are ready to start. So Pittsburgh's going to come a time where they have to start. And it may be this year. This could really well be Ben's last year. I mean, if he re-injures that elbow or that shoulder, he's going to be in trouble. This could really well be Ben's last year, I believe. And I really, really believe that this could be Ben's last year. Pittsburgh has to start looking for a QB. And so I said this before. If somebody went up and asked me and said, if you owned the Pittsburgh Steelers and Ben got hurt in the first game, what would you do? I would say, ride the season out with Mason Rudolph or Devin Hodges. Don't get a quarterback right away. Just ride it out and draft a quarterback. Because if you go in the NFL free agency and you pull out a 32-year-old quarterback, he's 3 or 4 years, he'll be retired too, and you're back to square one. So if you ask me, if somebody said, if you own the Steelers, what would you do? And if Ben got hurt the first game, which I don't think is going to happen, but if that happened, ride the rest of the season out and draft a QB later in the year. Well, thanks for listening to the Carson Squirts Show today. Coming up tomorrow, I'm going to name my top five worst teams in the MLB. That's tomorrow. Stay tuned for that tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Carson Squirts Show today. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow. Please tell everybody you know about the Carson Squirts Show. Thanks and have a great day.